From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Republican presidential candidates debate in Florida tonight, and President Obama continues his three-day Western trip today with a visit to Las Vegas. In Arizona, he told a crowd at an Intel facility that tax policies should favor the middle class over the wealthy and encourage U.S. job creation.
Let's stop rewarding businesses that ship jobs overseas. Let's reward companies like Intel that are investing and creating jobs right here in the United States of America.
NPR's Scott Horsley reports the president is trying to showcase government efforts to support all forms of domestic energy with today's visit to a hub for natural gas-powered trucks.
President Obama is visiting a UPS hub in Las Vegas. The company was able to buy a fleet of natural gas delivery trucks with the help of a government grant, and also to invest in a natural gas refueling station. According to the administration, that refueling station makes it possible for natural gas-powered vehicles to travel all the way from the port in Long Beach, California, to Salt Lake City, Utah. In his State of the Union address on Tuesday, Mr. Obama promised to safely develop America's huge natural gas resources, along with other forms of domestic energy. The Interior Department is announcing plans today to lease nearly 38 million acres for offshore oil and gas drilling in the central Gulf of Mexico. Scott Horsley, NPR News, with the president in Las Vegas.
Indiana is becoming the 23rd right-to-work state. That means workers won't have to join unions at jobs with union representation. Republican House Speaker Brian Bosma says the bill does not affect the right to organize, create labor unions, or enter into labor agreements.
It just says that an employee cannot be forced to pay union dues or a representation fee as a condition of employment.
Indiana Democrats, who'd waged a battle against the bill for two legislative sessions after the 2010 Republican sweep, finally capitulated to the reality that they didn't have the votes to stop it. More evidence of a slow recovery in housing. Fewer foreclosures made up home sales in the U.S. during the third quarter of last year. But NPR's Dave Mattingly reports the numbers are still at high levels.
RealtyTrack says one in five sales in the U.S. involved a foreclosed home. That's down from nearly 1 in 3 for the same quarter in 2010. Still, the number is about four times higher than what was seen during the housing boom. RealtyTrack's Darren Bloomquist says some of the drop-off is the time it's taking banks to put foreclosures up for sale, and some of it is buyers.
There is a little bit stronger buyer demand out there for all types of properties, so that's helping to bring the percentage of foreclosure-related sales down as well.
Foreclosure sales were highest in Nevada. Economists say look for those numbers to rise again as more foreclosures clear the system. Dave Mattingly, NPR News, Washington.
European and Asian stocks have been higher today. This is NPR News. It's cleanup time in Texas after violent winds, tornadoes, and sheets of rain swept north to south across the state yesterday. Robert Smith is emergency management coordinator in Washington County in east central Texas.
Trees down. There's power lines down. Being a rural area, there's barns out in the rural areas that are damaged from the winds. Some houses that have been damaged.
Record amounts of rain have fallen in some areas of Austin, the state capital, and at least one tornado touched down in the city, but it caused no injuries. Activists in Syria say security forces have stormed a heavily populated suburb of the capital, Damascus. NPR's Kelly McEvers reports from Beirut that the army had pulled out of the area days ago.
Activists say thousands of plainclothes security forces are fanning out across the Damascus suburb of Douma. The town has been a center of protest against the Syrian regime. Armed men who claim to be protecting protesters and call themselves the Free Syrian Army have been clashing with forces loyal to the government. The Free Syrian Army managed to take control of Douma on Sunday, but now the government troops are back. The United Nations says nearly 6,000 people have died since Syria's anti-government uprising began in March. Analysts in the region say the conflict is now in a dangerous phase and could quickly spiral into a civil war. Kelly McEvers, NPR News, Beirut.
Worries over an economic slowdown in Europe are overshadowing discussions at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. Today, attention's been on China and how it might help prevent another global slowdown if European countries can't resolve their debt problems. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.